Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus. And yesterday we were looking at John 4, 1 through 15, and this interaction with Jesus and the woman of Samaria, often called the story of Jesus and the woman at the well. Today we're looking at maybe the latter half of that, where Jesus, in verses 16, really through 26, I'm going to go ahead and read those verses to you. So yesterday, if you remember, if you were tuning in with us, you know that Jesus came to this woman who was drawing water at the well. He asked her for a drink, and they get into this conversation where Jesus says, look, if you knew who I am, if you knew who was asking this of you, you would have asked him for water. And he says, I would give you living water, right? That wells up to eternal life. You'll never thirst again. And she says to him in verse 15, sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water. That's a theme in John, is she thinks he's talking, you know, physically about like, physical water that just quenches your thirst forever in your life. And Jesus is talking, of course, spiritually and eternally. And Jesus' response to her in verse 16 is this. Jesus said to her, go, call your husband and come here. And the woman answered him, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, you're right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true. The woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. And they go on and they talk. She says, okay, I see that you're a prophet because you're telling me things about my life that nobody else, right? You shouldn't be able to know that, right? This total stranger. They get into a conversation. She sort of changes the subject and shifts attention away from herself. And she talks about the debate between the Samaritans and the Jews about where you worship God. They had a sacred mountain. The Jewish people, of course, said, no, Jerusalem is where you ought to worship. And Jesus says, you know, believe me, the hour's coming. He says, woman, believe me, the hour's coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. And he goes on to tell her, right, the Father is spirit, and we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. And she goes on to say, I know that Messiah is coming. And I kind of half wonder if at this point in time, she's getting the sense that, okay, I think this person might be the Messiah. She says, I know that Messiah is coming, who's called Christ. And when he comes, he will tell us all things. In verse 26, Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. He reveals himself to her, that he is in fact the Messiah, the Son of God. Now, there's a lot of things that we could, you know, a lot of different points we could dig into here. I want to focus on just one, and that is that Jesus knows everything about this woman, right? When he comes to her and he says, hey, go call your husband, that's when you realize that Jesus already knew. He knew this woman's background. He knows what's going on in her life. He knows that she's had five husbands and she's currently living with someone who's not her husband. He knows she's a social outcast, and yet he does not shy away from her. He actually steps toward her, goes out of his way in some ways, breaks down social barriers and social rules to go and talk with her and to reveal himself to her. And it's a reminder to you and to me, we have a tendency, because of the shame that comes with sin, we want to hide. You go back to Genesis chapter 3, that's the first thing pretty much that Adam and Eve do after they turn away from God, is they go hide themselves from God. They try, at least. And we do that, we hide ourselves from other people. We want to show only, you know, the best version of ourselves to those around us. But this is a reminder that, look, as effective as we might be in hiding our problems, hiding our sin from other people, we cannot hide it from God. He sees, he knows us, but incredibly, he actually moved toward us. He sent his only son. God so loved the world, loved you and me, that he sent Jesus, his only son. He gave his only son that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus comes to us knowing all that we've done, seeing all of our sin. We need not hide ourselves from him because we can't really anyway, but rather to confess our sin to him, knowing that he is just and he is able to forgive if we will come to him in repentance and in humility. So can I encourage you today, if that's where you are, if there's something or things that you are hiding, and maybe you've hidden it from everyone else, talk to God about that today. confess those things to him today. And I think eventually you'll need to talk with others, right? And confess your sins to others and begin to open up about those things. But maybe a good first step today is to just say, look, why am I trying to hide from God, the one who knows me, who sees everything about me, and still came toward me in the person and in the work of Jesus Christ? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that though we try to hide ourselves from you, Lord, you see us, you know us from the inside out. And Father, you sent Christ for us, and you've made a way for us to have right relationship with you. And we need not hide. We need not live in shame. We can come to you and in repentance and in humility, receive what Christ has done for us and be washed clean. And Jesus, we thank you that you moved first. You came to us, seeing us, knowing us, and yet you gave yourself for us. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take a moment now and just speak to the Lord for yourself. Take some time to pray.